This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Dave Ansell, and we're talking about the science of sport, the Olympics, and how you can performance enhance by using various drugs and things. But this has become a major problem in recent years, and we need to know how we can detect when someone has been doing that. And someone who's working on ways to detect when people are cheating the system is John Dunasso, and he joins us from the Sports Medicine Research and Testing Lab at the University of Utah. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Welcome to The Naked Scientists. What sorts of agents have you been looking at?
You just mentioned on the show some of the ones that are typically looked at. We test for things like anabolic steroids, both natural and synthetic. We look for stimulants. We also look for masking agents, which include things like diuretics, which sort of increase urine production, help people flush out their systems if they've taken something illegal. Also, for example, there's a compound called finasteride that is including in the masking agents, but it is a steroid metabolism regulator, and it actually decreases the production of a compound called DHT, which produces some of the secondary side effects of testosterone. But those are the main ones that we look for. Our lab's also working on developing methods to look at, for example, homologous blood transfusions, human growth hormone, and things like that. So most of what you've been talking about we're working on in our laboratory right now.
The problem is, of course, if you take a drug, which is something that's naturally found in the human body anyway, how do you determine that that person has taken that illicitly and it's not just that they've got very high levels of that anyway?
Well, there's a couple of ways. For example, if you look at, say, testosterone, you just mentioned you couldn't get it from your diet, but there are, synthetically produced versions of testosterone. The big difference is that almost all synthetic hormones are produced from plant material, and plant material has a different ratio of carbon-12, which is the most abundant carbon isotope, to carbon-13, so a naturally occurring carbon isotope. And so one of the ways that you can test for that is using a carbon isotope ratio mass spectrometry. It's a method we're developing right now that most other anti-doping labs in the world have up and running, and we're very close to getting ours up and working right now.
What about binged on testosterone? If I took lots of extra testosterone to bulk up my muscles, how could you find that and tell me that I definitely taken something from outside my body?
Well, one of the things we look at for the CIR test is something called the testosterone to epitestosterone ratio, or the TE ratio. And now epitestosterone is an isomer of testosterone, so it has the same chemical formula, but it's arranged a little differently, and it comes out at a different time in the mass spectrometry system. And most people have a TE ratio of around 1:1. They have equal amounts. There have been studies done that shown that, some people have a little higher, have a little bit lower, but the World Anti-Doping Agency has set a TE ratio at 4:1 as a sort of cutoff, where if you have four times more testosterone than epitestosterone, that, sort of raises alarm bells, and we can take that sample and investigate a little further.
So what would happen then if I took both? Because you can make both, presumably, and then the ratio would be normal. I just have very high levels.
Exactly. You can take both. However, there is an upper limit, sort of a ceiling for epitestosterone, where I believe it's 100 to 200 nanograms per milliliter. So you can't just take both, because then your epitestosterone level will be high enough that will also trigger a presumptive positive finding. And again, we can go and further investigate to see if an athlete has taken a synthetic version of testosterone, or epi for that matter. In addition to that, you get some of the metabolites of testosterone that, if we see those are elevated, some of the natural ones, for example, like DHT, again, that's another way that, we'll say, oh, this sample looks a bit suspicious. We always see a little bit of DHT, but if we see a lot, that could tell us, oh, they may have been taking something, so we can go and further investigate.
And just to finish off very briefly, John, what proportion of athletes do you think at some time in their career have probably used something?
I'm not sure I'm qualified to say exactly. I can tell you some of the, we have positive findings around, say around 2% of some of the samples that come through us. One of the cornerstones of our lab is the confidentiality of the athletes, and so I can't divulge, you know, what are the exact tests that we get or what are the results that we get. But there's, you know, in the low, you know, certainly I'd say 1-2% are some of the typical ratios that we see. And if you look on the WADA's website, you'll see other laboratories have about a similar percentage of positive findings. Now, I should emphasize that, you know, these are the positive findings. You know, this is what's found by the laboratory. You know, somebody could be doping, you know, if they're very, very sophisticated, they could be doping, you know, at a level where they've, you know, managed to, you know, try to get around the system. That certainly happened with, you know, the THG that was developed at Balco.
Let's hope that no one gets tempted. Thank you very much for joining us, John. That's Jonathan Dunisso, who's from the Sports Medicine Research and Testing Lab at the University of Utah. Dave.